Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And today, it's Dominican Republic Weekly number 18. That's right, shocking things have happened. Kathmandu closed. New record for tourists coming to the Dominican Republic in the first 2 months. Each month a record. We'll talk about the February record. And which country in Latin America has the most bookings over the first four quarters? Well, that will remain a mystery. And welcome. Stop Struggling Now gear. Check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now, let's get to it. All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, I want to thank you so much for being here. And without further ado, please share the videos. This way, other people know what's also going on. What else is going on? May 13th, 14th, and 15th is the Punta Cana Real Estate Investors Forum going down. Tickets on sale at ssnlifestyle.com. And whoever watches this video over the next 24 to 48 hours, you will know about the special discount of $199 per person. You want to talk to developers, you want to talk to builders, you want to talk to lawyers, it's included, ladies and gentlemen. You just have to show up May 13th, 14th, and 15th. But some of you already know, we have the Punta Cana Music Festival going down starting May 9th. Through the 12th for the first weekend. And some of you may say, well, I can't make that one, but we have a second one. May 16th through the 19th, another weekend. It could be a 3-day, 4-day, or 2-day. Tickets are going on sale now. And once again, the links are down below in the description box. Without further ado, now we can get to the Stop Struggling Now YouTube podcast channel page. That's right. You guys see it here. And courtesy of YouTube, they kindly show a few of our members here over on the right-hand side. If you'd like to become a member of the channel, please hit that join button. Just remember, members of the channel receive just one or two videos specifically for them under the community tab every month. They can be the only ones on the Wednesday night live stream. And also, they can join me on any live stream. My voice is still a little bit under the weather. But again, thank you everybody for being here. And let's get into this Kathmandu Park. Punta Cana closes the doors. This was expected because of how much they charge for a family of four. People under 13 and over have to pay adult fees. They were like $99 or more per day. So a family of four could have cost them like almost $500. And they didn't have much more than an all-inclusive resort. So it made zero sense that it did not include accommodations. So therefore, people probably chose the accommodations. And since it's a standalone product, that also meant that considerations for a whole bunch of other things, such as excursions, which cost almost the same amount. So it was just a matter of what type of attractions they had there. And they had these 1990s type of attractions, which was well below par. We all knew that. We talked about this on live streams. So this is no shocker. If you want to read more about it, then use the link down below. And here it is. It's pretty clear at the bottom here. It says mentions that they are now considering the future use of the property. That means it's gone. So Once again, this is dated March 7th, 2024. I'll leave a link down below in the description box if anybody wants to check it out. But let's get on to some other things. Tourist arrivals to Dominican Republic soar 19% in February. Another record has arrived, as expected, as I've been talking for the last 4 years. You know how it's going down. If you are new here, welcome, because real estate, business, opportunities knock all in the Dominican Republic. Why do we talk about Punta Cana more than anything else, or the Eastern Shores more than anything else? There's a reason. It's all based on opportunity and where tourists are coming. My cost of acquisition is a lot lower when the country themselves are bringing the majority of tourists to a particular part of the island. Now, that's going to change, but here's what we have. All right, this is February 2024 numbers. It's higher than the 661. It's 755,832 tourists by air alone in February. Wow. That represents a growth of 14% more than in the same month last year. 25% more than the previous records in 2019, but 2022 had records as well. So they always reference 2019 because up until 2022, 2019 had all the records. That is what spurred the real estate boom. All right. Now, that is air passengers. But here's the kicker. 301,000 cruise passengers is also a record. So combined, records all over the place, and they deserve it. They've added more airlines. They've added more cruise ships ports and cruise ports and cruise ships coming to those ports. So this cruise record and air records are going to be broken for the next 2 to 3 years. Minimum. So you need to think about, do you want to be in on this train? What else is great? They break it down. Tano Bay had the most arrivals at 117,000 by cruise passengers. Amber Cove had 90,000, followed by La Romana, 69,000. Those are the top three. Now, you want to hear about which airports had the most tourists out of the 755,000? Get a load of this. 59.7% through Punta Cana Airport. 60% of these people. So all you have to do is go 755,832 times 59.7. That'll give you the number of tourists that landed at the Punta Cana Airport. Now, those numbers are starting to look like over 400,000, and there's 4 weeks per year. I mean, not per month. That means 100,000 tourists are landing per month, which is awesome. This is the number that we're looking for, right? And actually, that number is going to rise even over next year. So this is incredible. 21%, which is a new high as far as I know, for the Las Americas Airport in Santo Domingo, which is awesome. And what's going to start happening is when they build that train between Punta Cana and Santo Domingo, man, this is 80% of air traffic right now lands at these two airports for primetime months, January and February, and it's particularly in February. And this is an interesting intro, 9.5% through SIBO. How awesome is that? Collado predicted that the country will receive more than 11 million visitors by the end of the year. That includes cruise passengers. So what we're looking at is 8.5 to 9 million. I've been saying that for years, and I told everybody in 2025, 9.5 to 10 million by air. And if Punta Cana continues their 60% roughly, that would be a significant number if they did reach that 10 million, because that would mean 600,000 passengers landed at Punta Cana, which means a lot of people will be staying in the Punta Cana area. And this is why hotels and everybody's doing what they need to do. If this isn't enough, look at this. Dominican Republic surpasses Mexico in travel bookings for the first 4 months of 2024. Can you believe this? Dominican Republic surpasses Mexico. Not just Cancun, not just a small area, Mexico. Can you believe this, ladies and gentlemen? I believe it. Do you believe it? It's happening right before your very eyes, and some of you are sitting on the sidelines, and there's no credit check, no qualifying, no barriers to entry to do a lot of things in the Dominican Republic. You can have an LLC in the Dominican Republic. You see, our lawyer will be down below, all right? Glennie, Hache, Cuevas, and Associates. WhatsApp number will be down below. Speaking of WhatsApp, we have our own group, SSN Nation Lifestyle WhatsApp group as well. The link will be down below in the description box. You want to start an LLC there? You can do it. You want to open up a bank account? Then we have lawyers for you to do that as well. All of that can be done at the Real Estate Investors Forum. That's right. That's what we talk about. High business profile for you and everybody else. You don't have to pay us. You do have to pay to come to the event. It's $199 right now for the next 24 to 48 hours. Then it's going up to $249. If you go to the Punta Cana Music Festival and have tickets for that, then $1 gets you your entry into the Real Estate Investors Forum. It's that simple. When you check out, make sure you add it to your cart. All right, let's go. Let's look at this, because this is crazy. Crazy. February bookings for Dominican Republic grew by 13%. Mexico, 3%. Jamaica, 37.9%. For March, the country continues to lead with 16.5% in bookings. Mexico, 4.2%. And by the way, Jamaica is down 37.9% for February. Jamaica's down 36.7% for March. But Dominican Republic leading once again. April, Dominican Republic leads again, 8.3%. Mexico, Jamaica, Bahamas, and Cuba, all negative. Trending up is where you want to be, ladies and gentlemen. And lastly, to close this out, the world's happiest country, named by Britons, might be surprised about the UK. Well, some of you kind of know this looks like nice Caribbean waters to me. The Dominican Republic was the world's happiest country. I don't believe it, but I believe it. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is going down. The Dominican Republic topped the table. Famed for beaches and holiday resorts, the Caribbean country beat Sri Lanka, Tanzania to the top spot. Another feather in the cap for the Dominican Republic. Now, there is this problem. Because the island is shared by another country. Everything that's bliss always has to have something dragging it down a little bit. Well, the Achilles heel is the next door neighbor, and relations with your next door neighbor does matter. So, sooner or later, something has to be resolved between Haiti and DR all the way around, because Dominican Republic, they are actually trying to get their citizens, the way I see it, higher paying jobs, I hope, by having all of this infrastructure being rebuilt and hotels and hospitality industries coming and businesses coming. So hopefully they can employ people that is and get paid higher than the national average. I hope that happens. I know if I'm there, I'm going to try to contribute to that myself with our SSN Lifestyle SRL. And this is something that needs to be done in all growth countries. When there's billions of dollars being invested in the country, the people have to come along for the ride as well. But I already know the rich guys, they usually try to make everything cheap as possible to be built and done, and then they charge everybody an arm and a leg so the locals or the indigenous people can't afford to live in the newly built places. So what do we got to do? We have to give them a higher amount of money coming in so they can live in the places that we are building, right? That's how it works. You want your ecosystem to work right. So those are some of the things that need to be corrected. So if you guys have any comments, please make them down below. Let me know what you guys are thinking. And I appreciate you watching the Dominican Republic Weekly episode number 18. And with all that said, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And I know it's hard out here. And it's only going to get harder for a lot of people all over the world. Inflation is no joke. There's no way to hide because all central banks around the world are printing money. This is how they sustain themselves. What does that mean? That means the money is being devalued right as you speak. So devaluation of your currency means everything has to cost more that you're going to buy. That's the natural default. It's not mumbo jumbo. So you have to start thinking about how can you make extra money while you're sleeping, while you're at work. And that's what we talk about here in the SSN Nation. So please join us on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night live streams or any other live stream because it's open to everybody to ask questions. We have superstars in the house, people that are investors, people that are business owners, entrepreneurs. We have the whole gamut in the house during live streams. So this is where you come to get answers to your questions. And if we don't have the answers, we'll have them on the next live stream. And with all that said, keep your head up, keep moving, and I'm out.